So my name is Makai. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Pardon?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I didn't understand what I got.
Are you calling to find a testing site near you, sir?
I'm 66 years old. I'm not deaf, but can you just slow a little bit slower?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, what I'm calling for, I filled out the application for the vaccine at the Civic Center, and I got the email saying it confirms I've completed the consent form, but I never received a confirmation for my appointment. Now, do I need to go ahead and do another appointment or what?
No, sir. They will call you once your appointment becomes available. If you put your phone number in your email, they will give you a call once your appointment becomes available.
Okay, because I signed up for, like, today at 10:45, and I didn't know. I needed a little bit of time to get ready and get down there. It takes 30 minutes to get down there, but if you say they'll send me an email or a phone call, then...
Yes, sir. It may be a long line. It don't work that fast. It may be a long line. It may take weeks. It may take days.
All right. Also, it might not be anything y'all can do, but there's a lot of people in that line because it stretches way down the road. If you could get the sheriff's department or the police department, go down there and tell people that if they don't have an appointment, they need to get out of that line because it's causing trouble down there. But anyway, I appreciate your time, and y'all try to take it easy.
I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.